Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the initial voyage on the Padawan Podcast Network, the collaboration festival that we're throwing together for you all. I am Tom from the Clone Cast. Hopefully you've been listening to the Clone Cast. Probably haven't. Whatever. Who cares? And I am joined by three esteemed guests. First up, we're going to check in with Ty down in Texas, the Wayfinder Pod. Ty, how is it going?
It's going pretty good. I mean, you know, it's hot as a sumbitch outside, but outside of that, it's pretty good.
There you go. All right. And we also have Matt from, and then I got to pause, from a certain point askew. I have to do that all the time. If I say from, it sounds just awful. So Matt, how's it going?
It's going great. I just realized that between the four of us, we have like all four corners of the United States covered because I'm in Portland.
Okay, so we got Portland.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep, we got Portland. Now, Ty, you are just, what are you, just by Dallas, kind of?
No, I'm over by Oklahoma in North Texas.
Okay, North Texas. Well, Dallas is North Texas, right? Is my geography way off? I consider it North Texas.
Everybody considers everything North Texas.
Okay. Well, Ty is in North Texas, which is by Dallas, but if you're Ty, it's not by Dallas. So, and we also have a super fan joining us, the one and only. The legendary Ithorian historian. Do we want to give your first name, or are we just going to go with Ithorian historian?
Should it be like a Grogu situation?
Yeah, we could.
Like,
you
we
know,
can give it, and then either one works.
Let's just keep going with Ithorian historian for now, and then eventually we'll give you a new name.
Oh, okay. We'll give me.
We'll give you an actual first name at some point.
All right. Hey guys, happy to be here. Don't know how I ended up here, but I'm happy to be here.
This is the benefits of being the Padawan Network superfan. The Ithorian historian has joined us, not wearing the Ithorian mask, so we're all kind of taken aback.
It's too hot.
Yeah. Okay. So, gentlemen, now, do we just want to kind of give like a little layout of what we're doing here? So we, you know, obviously this is the Padawan Podcast Network. We're going to be doing occasional collab events. I guess you can consider this the first one, but I don't know. We don't really have a set timetable on these, so don't expect one next week. But there will be more to come. So as things pop up in the Star Wars universe, we'll probably be doing these collaboration events.
And people might wonder how we all kind of came together.
Yes. How did we come together? Where did this start? I don't even remember.
I said something about Obi-Wan Kenobi, and a lot of people didn't like it.
And I was one of those people, but I was actually, yeah. I wasn't a complete asshole about it, right? I believe.
No. You know, you're you, but you're not an asshole, you know.
No, I'm a smarmy little piece of shit, but I'm not an asshole. Are we swearing? Or are we?
Oh, absolutely.
That was okay, a question I actually had.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I can be vulgar. Yes,
right,
so.
Well, then I found you after you tweeted that sexy Ithorian picture.
What hashtag are you following that you tripped across the sexy
Hey, I look at it all, baby. Ithorian, MoMA, Roron, Korob, all of them. Bolo, I'm on them all the time.
Oh my.
Well, I think you somehow found our show, and then you said to me, yeah, you should listen to Clonecast because you guys have kind of a similar style.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember how I stumbled upon y'all, though. Damn. Did you comment on the Obi-Wan thing too? Probably not.
I don't recall that. But yeah, somehow you must have. I mean, it's always possible that we're all connected via the one, the only rural farm boy.
Yeah.
All roads lead back to rural farm boy. All roads lead to rural farm boy. Well, yeah, I mean, so we all kind of just tripped across each other on Twitter. I think it started probably with the Obi-Wan Kenobi tweet. What did you say, Ty? You were just like, he's not a good Jedi. No, I think you didn't call him a bad Jedi. You just...
Well, I called him a turd of a Jedi, okay, and I didn't mean that in like a derogatory way.
Oh, yes. But my argument was, well, they're all kind of turds, and then we were like, okay, we agree with that.
Yeah.
The entire order is just completely...
Obi-Wan's that personal embodiment of being a turd, so...
Yeah. Well, hey,
right. That's just like your opinion, man.
Yeah. I will say he's very dogmatic in his belief in the council.
He only likes missionary.
No. Just ask the Duchess. All right, Obi-Wan.
Just listen.
Didn't take long to get her, her.
Yeah. No. Everything. All roads. You know. All roads in the real world. All roads lead to Rule Farm Boy. In Tom's little headcanon world, all roads lead to the Duchess. So. Before we get too far, though, and with this bullshitting back and forth, we should mention there are two other shows on the network, and I'm sure down the road they're going to be joining us, but we have the Jar Jar Thinks pod, so the lovely ladies over at Jar Jar Thinks, and of course we also have Vader's Thoughts, and he is at Vader's Thinks. Vader's Think, is it Thinks or Think on Twitter?
Ooh.
I think Vader, didn't you say it's Vader Thinks at Vader, Vader Thinks. Thoughts?
It's Vader's Thoughts, but Vader Thinks. That's the Twitter handle. So it's Vader's Thoughts, but it's Vader's Thing. Vader Thinks.
Got them both covered.
Yeah.
So he sounds as conflicted as Vader.
Yes. Yeah, I think maybe that's what he was going for.
Could be.
Definitely check out those other shows if you haven't. If you're listening to us and you've only checked out Wayfinder Pod from Certain Point of Skew and the Clone Cast, definitely give those two shows a listen. They will be joining us down the road here. So highly recommended listening. So today, we kind of gathered to talk about a few things, but the first thing that we're going to be covering is the first season of The Bad Batch. I'm just going to give it to Ty to start.
Oh, God.
Well, you're the one that was tweeting about it, so you have thoughts. So, Ty, why don't you get us kicked off on season one of The Bad Batch? I know you have some things to say.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say that people who actually like The Bad Batch, they have every right to like The Bad Batch.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to take that away from you. You know, it's just like some people don't like the sequel trilogy, I'm not a huge fan of The Bad Batch. I think the artistic integrity of The Bad Batch is great. I think the animation is great. I think some of the visual storytelling is great. I think this is like Dave Filoni's greatest hits, and I don't mean that as in like a casual cameo way. I mean that as in like this is the series in which everything he's learned from Ryan and the Last Jedi, from the Clone Wars, from Rebels and Resistance, and all the other creators and directors from those episodes have all like come together to really create something special. With that being said, I don't necessarily like The Bad Batch. I feel like they were underdeveloped. I feel like the only characters who really got time to shine, I put that in air quotes, is Hunter, some of Crosshair, and Omega. And I feel like the rest of The Bad Batch were kind of left under the whim, and that's really unfortunate, and it's not my form of storytelling. And what you'll see a lot of the fandom say is that cameos are ruining Star Wars, and I don't think that cameos in the show are ruining Star Wars. I think what was hurting the show was the fact that The Bad Batch was underdeveloped when we got some of these appearances, so The focus was put more so on these characters than it was The Bad Batch. And I do feel like that is some sort of an issue. But with that being said, it is fucking cool to see Cad Bane and Fennec Shand and Rex back. But I do feel a little bit underwhelmed. After episode 4, they completely lost me, I think. So that's just kind of where I stand with the show. I'll always have Rebels and I'll stick to Rebels. But, you know, that's just what it is.
Okay, so we'll cover some of those things. I have those written down. There's some things I want to bring up in regards to that. But Matt, where do you stand after all said and done on that season one?
So I've always struggled a little bit with animation. Rebels is the one that really brought me out of that. I loved Rebels. It was instantly in on it. My oldest son, who I refer to on our show as the consultant because he knew all this Clone Wars stuff before I did, so I'd have to go to him and say, who's this person? And he'd tell me. He really liked the Clone Wars. And I went back and on our show back in, oh God, early part of the year, we did like a season by season rundown, not as deep of a dive as you guys do, Tom. And I got more into it and understood. It gives you a lot more context. And so when we came time for The Bad Batch, I was like, okay, well, I kind of know what I'm getting into with the animation stuff here. Let's see what they do with it. If I look back on it, I have to remind myself that they did do some really cool things or really cool moments. I mean, the fact that we got to see more of kicking it off with the Order 66 stuff and, seeing some of those cool characters that I know people are complaining about as cameos, but just to see how the early days of the Empire is finding its footing, I think was good. I wanted to see more of it. I really am worried that Sid didn't get enough development. I'm just kidding. There were so many of those side missions, which I know were trying to like build up the Bad Batch and give us more of a taste of their how they operate. But at the same time, it was like, I don't know. I found myself gravitating more to to the stories about the Empire. I was really intrigued by the way that they were setting up and figuring out how they were going to rule the galaxy. So all that stuff was great. Omega's intriguing, but we don't know, you know, too much about her yet. All in all, I mean, I thought it was a good show. I didn't think it was a great show. But like you said, Ty, the visuals and the artistry were unbelievable. Like the what they did with sound and music and the visuals was just incredible. So I tend to be positive on it, but I didn't think it was the greatest show ever.
Fair enough. Thorian Historian, do you want to provide us with a super fan perspective?
Yeah, well, when I was watching the final season of The Clone Wars, that Bad Batch arc came up and I was just wanted it to be over because I wanted to see what was going on. And so when it was announced, I was like, oh God, great. You know, we get more of these guys. So I went into it with the lowest expectations you could have. But I really enjoyed it for the most part. And to be fair, some of those Sid episodes also were Bolo episodes. So I like those a little more than most, I imagine.
Just immediate 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, he's throwing someone for 3 seconds in the background, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
The little thing scares him. He's scared. I like it, 10 out of 10. But yeah, I can see where people are coming from not thinking it's the greatest, but it really exceeded my expectations.
Sure.
And for a season one, I mean, I think looking at it, it's probably going to go more than two, I imagine, probably 3, 4, 5. So I just like, and I'm really excited how it's going to tie into The Mandalorian because I'm all in on that show. So I'm looking forward to the future. It was, you know, it wasn't the greatest thing I've ever seen, but it exceeded my expectations
sure.
so far.
Well, from my perspective, as we get further away from, it's been what, 2 weeks now since it? It was two yeah. weeks tomorrow since the season finale. So time flies when nothing is going on in the Star Wars universe. But I don't know, for me, I definitely want to like echo Ty's sentiments in regards to the character development. You literally have Echo and Crosshair, or not Crosshair, excuse me, Tech. You have Echo and Tech, and I think Sid got more lines than both of them combined in the entire season.
Yeah,
and I'm fine with Sid as a supporting character. Like, I think it's, you know, they obviously have stuff that they need to do. You got to introduce new characters.
Right.
It can't just be them all the time. But, I mean, when you
Space
have
yeah,
literal, like, members of the Bad Batch, and they've been, like, swept under the rug for supporting characters, that's a problem. And
Echo especially.
And, you know,
yeah.
And I remember, I think it was second to last episode, I was like, oh, Echo got 5 lines. Like, you know, it was just like, oh my God. Like, they didn't forget about him. So I think that would be my biggest beef about it, is like, they need to develop those characters, especially those two, quite a bit more. And, you know, I'm not one to complain about so-called filler episodes. There definitely were episodes where they weren't pushing forward the main storyline. But, you know, those all seem like a really good opportunity to develop these, I guess, secondary members of the Bad Batch, and they just didn't do that in those particular episodes. And so, you know, it almost feels like maybe 16 episodes was too many. Now, that being said, it sounds like I'm kind of shitting on the show. I really did enjoy the show. I think the animation is incredible. And like Matt said, just like the fallout of Order 66 and just seeing the formation of the Empire, this is all stuff that is really cool to see in action. So I think it's got a bright future if they push it the right way. I mean, if I was going to give it a numerical ranking, I think, I don't know, like an 8 out of 10. Like, I loved it. I just think there were a few places where they came up really short. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I wondered at the time if they didn't get too deep into Echo just because they felt like he had been developed in the Clone Wars. But and I think that that's one of the gripes that people had with this show is you get a lot more out of it if you know the Clone Wars. And so that's one of the things people were judging the show for, was as a casual fan stepping into the Bad Batch, could you really be on board with all of it? Or did you kind of need that deeper history? You know, and I think it obviously helped a ton to have that deeper history.
Sure. I mean, and like one scene that really sticks out to me is when, spoiler alert, Rex shows up in Sid's bar. And like, we're not to season 7 yet on my show, but they made it, you know, I watched the first four episodes that featured the Bad Batch just in preparation for that. Like, I skipped ahead a bit. And just like the whole thing that they had with Rex and Echo, and Rex was like blown away that Echo could possibly be alive, and like all that hope that Rex was holding on to. And then when they finally save Echo, Like, it seems like such a big deal to Rex. And he shows up in Sid's bar, and it's like they see each other every day or yeah. something. They barely even acknowledge each other. And I'm just kind of like, it's like they just didn't want to do anything with Echo. It's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's a huge problem because, you know, one thing I really love about Rebels, and Tom, when you watch Rebels, hopefully you'll love it too, is it's called Rebels, but you spend every single episode with Ghost Crew, and it builds up to the Rebels and the Rebellion. So it's kind of what they're doing with the Bad Batch. It almost implies that the galaxy is under control and everything's a bad batch right now, and Hera coming in and Kanan coming in. But the thing I appreciated about Rebels was you spent every single episode, and the very least with Ghost Crew, it was to further their story. And I feel like with Echo and with Tech, I feel like they were just severely underdeveloped for things that I wouldn't say didn't matter, but were incredibly redundant. Like, I felt like they'd get a certain point across in an episode, and then they would reiterate that point the next episode. And 16 episodes to me is just way too long. I think the best episode of the season was the very first episode, and that was an hour long. So to me, you could have six episodes an hour long to tell an effective story post Order 66. And I just feel like 16 episodes is just too much for what they're trying to do. But then again, I feel like it's the same storytelling with the Clone Wars, and I wasn't a huge fan of the Clone Wars either. So, I mean, that's just me, though.
They want to keep you subscribed. They don't want to do it. They don't want to do it in six
weeks.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it's Disney. I mean, yeah. their stock doesn't go through the moon for no reason. Like, they're there to make money. And so, yeah, they're going to milk it for. And part of me is like, hell yeah, milk the shit out of it. Like, I am just a content feeder. So if you just hoof it into my mouth, like, I'll just open it and just shove the Chipotle into my mouth. Just throw it in there. Like, give me all the content in the world. But that being said, I mean, I just, you know, executing it a little bit better is not a sin. I mean, it would be fine. I don't know. It sounds like I hate it. I don't. I gave it an 8 out of 10. I don't hate it. I just, you know, like, Ty makes some good points there.
Like, with Tech, I wanted to see more of Tech. He ended up just kind of being the unintentional, like, punchline guy, you yeah. know? So he had a lot of great lines and great moments, but they're just few and far between. I mean, Wrecker's a huge personality and all that kind of stuff. You get some of that, but you're right. I think you talked about it on your show, Tom, like, Echo just blends into the background. It's like, yeah. he's not even there. And Tech just chimes in every now and again with a funny little quip, and that's about it.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, they really could. I mean, as far as Tech goes, just, like, give them more situations where he comes in really handy. I mean, you get, like, little blips of it, but when you got 16 episodes, you think you could find, like, more spots to plug that in. And then, you know, Echo was just like a glorified, like, astromech unit at times, just like sticking his little hand into places. You right. know, it just, yeah, I don't know. I'm very curious as to the reasons why they did that. I mean, they had to have seen it as they're writing the show. Like, well, we haven't really, yeah, Echo hasn't said anything for 3 weeks. You know, I mean,
yeah.
And so I don't know. It's befuddling to me how those two characters were written. Very strange. Yep. That being said, so we all had some complaints about it, some more than others. I don't know, Ty, when you said like 6 1-hour episodes, though, I just had like final season of Game of Thrones flashbacks, which is nightmares.
No, I would never put you through that, Tom. No, that's just garbage.
I don't know what they did there. Anyways, that's completely off topic. Let's talk about season 2. Predictions for where it's going. Ty, we started with you on a season 1 review. We'll start with season 2 predictions with you. Where do you think this is going?
So what Filoni and Cass loves to do, and you'll see this in Rebels when you watch it, is they love to put their best story work into season 2, because season 1 is the soft introduction where it's like, really, we're wasting season 1. We're kind of showing the minute details of every little thing, so you know where the galaxy is at now. In season 2, they basically say, fuck off, you know where the galaxy is at, here's Vader. You know, kind of thing. So I think with season 2, we're going to get hopefully more from the Empire. Because when Matt brought up the good point about the most interesting storytelling was from the Empire, and I agree. Seeing the cloner at the very last, the cloning scientist at the very last episode, I wonder, it all leads to Palpatine and Snoke, of course, but I wonder what route they're going to take and how the Bad Batch will eventually play into the Rebel Alliance and if they die before the Rebel series, because plot twist, they're not in Rebel. So
now, just to backtrack a little bit, at the end of the season finale with Lama Sue, I have not read Heir to the Empire, but apparently where they brought her has some significance. Can anybody clarify on that?
I just got the book in the mail, but from what I understand, it's a secret, like, cloning facility for like a storage facility almost for Palpatine.
So in Heir to the Empire, it does play on this whole cloning Palpatine's up to shifty business stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be cool.
Yeah, Ty kind of gave me a quick education when I was asking about that before we recorded our last episode, because I was trying to figure out exactly what that meant. There's so many things like that, because I haven't read very many Star Wars books, that there's scenes that happen, and I know there's people like losing their shit watching
it. Yeah,
and
you have no
idea. And I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it's probably something.
Yeah. I mean, reading through Legends novels, like, they borrow a lot of ideas from Legends. Like, you know, there's this whole thing like online where like the Legends fans get mad at the canon stuff. It's like, they're using Legends stuff all the time if you just open your eyes a little bit. It's not like they're just completely neglecting Legends.
Like, The Rising Storm has like a bajillion references in the first four chapters. No bullshit.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that they go back to. So, Matt, what are your predictions for season two?
So, again, because I have not read all that stuff, any prediction I feel like I'm going to make is going to be like, well, no, because we would have heard about that in the book. I have been pushing the fact that I think that there's going to be some sort of clone uprising. I really feel like that's going to happen in some, even if it's some sort of small battle or whatever it is. Basically, they've said, okay, you guys are done. We don't need you. We're replacing you with inferior troops, and we're going to blow up your homeworld. So that they're mad. And so I don't know what they meant when they said they've been taken off world. I don't know if they've just been disposed of, if they've been sent somewhere to be slaves or whatever. But I just have a feeling that Rex is going to try to kind of rally the remnants of that clone force to fight for the rebellion. So that's my one hot take.
I think that's a pretty... I agree with that. I think... we're going to see some serious stuff coming from Rex. What that is going to be, I don't know. But I have a feeling that's where they're heading next. Like, they're going to find... my predictions for first episode would be, let's go find Rex and figure out what the hell we're going to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Ithorian historian? Any super fan predictions?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to end up back with Sid at some point, I imagine. But I really like the cameos, you know? I'd like to see more of Cad Bane. I'm imagining Fennec Shand will show back up at some point. I'm hoping for R2, to be honest.
Well, he's been in pretty much every other form of media. I'm sure he'll roll through. Yeah, and the world will melt. Everybody will be excited.
Well, and one quick note on what Ty was saying before about Rebels in Season 2. And I feel like this is sort of the case with some of the Clone Wars stuff, although Tom would probably argue because they started Season 4 with that lovely Mon Calamari arc. Typically, though, they start a season and end a season pretty strong. You know, that's a bad example. But like with Rebels, I felt like their first couple episodes of the season and obviously the finale, they had really good finales, especially starting in season two. And so my hunch is they're going to start out really strong. You're going to see a lot of major character stuff that I sort of expected to maybe see in the finale of season one that we didn't. I mean, I was a little bit disappointed in the last episode. I thought there was going to be a little bit more. I understand why they ended it where they did, but at the same time, I thought there's got to be some big moment. And the big moment was just that you know, Nala Se going to
sure.
Mount, whatever that was. So yeah. I'm expecting it to start off with a bang, but I'm hoping it builds from there. And then there's a lot left to be sorted with Omega. You know, we know that she's essentially Boba's half-sister, whatever you want to call that. People are, you know, have always questioned if she got some sort of force sensitivity or is she just very intuitive, and what else is going to happen with her? How old is she really? All that kind of stuff. So there's a lot to develop with her character as well, even though they obviously spent a lot of time on her.
Yeah. Now, you know, the batch is off together. Crosshair just standing there on that platform by himself. I'm assuming some Imperial patrols are going to come or something, and
They did say that. They said there's some scouts are going to come soon. Okay. We got to get out of here. So,
yeah.
Because I thought the same thing. Like, they're just going to leave him here?
Because he literally has no way to get off there if somebody doesn't come up. What do we think Crosshair is going to do?
Die.
Die?
He can't stay alive. He can't. I mean, he's already made his bed and he can fucking die in it. I mean, personally.
But it's so obvious, right? Maybe they throw us a curveball.
Yeah, I think my prediction for him is some sort of full-on sacrifice. Like, if you listen to the Clone Cast, it's going to be an all-for-one moment. I'm going to have to hit that button 15 fucking times to record that episode. Because
that
it's just...
poor bastard.
Like, I can't see him surviving, but I can see him doing something to, you know, like
the redemption
of some kind. I don't know, for somebody that's committed all these war crimes, like, I always have a problem saying they've been fully redeemed. Like, when Anakin does something nice, like he gives like a Jogan fruit to like a poor kid on the streets of Coruscant, I'm like, oh, that's great, but how many sand people did you kill, you know? So they'll give him something though to make us give us some good feels.
It's gonna be next season, or do you think it's gonna be further down the line?
It's got to be next season.
Yeah.
Maybe end of. You think it's early, or do you think they save that for the end? That's part of the big finale, is that he dies.
I think they'll drag him out for a while. I mean, they only gave him us. Five or six episodes? I don't know the total number count. Maybe it was eight. But he was only in like half the episodes.
He's a very interesting character. I would imagine they'd want to keep him around. I can't remember if you guys talked about this in your show, but do you believe him, that the inhibitor chip is out?
Oh, yeah.
No. Well, maybe the chip's out, but something else is in. Maybe, I don't know.
They probably
follows orders.
That's just some like Rampart bullshit. That was like, we took it out. You're just really into this whole totalitarianism shit. You know, like, I don't believe for a second that he actually had the inhibitor chip removed. Because I remember earlier in the season when he was in like the MRI machine or whatever the hell we want to call it.
Right.
They cut back to, like, I believe it was Rampart, or maybe it was Rampart with Tarkin. I can't remember the exact scene, but I know one of them is like, oh, yeah, like, it's, he's, you know, they're talking about how they're basically turning something up.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they're actually amplifying it as opposed to taking it out.
Right.
I think they just lied to him. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, they just told him, and he's so brainwashed that he believes it.
That would be a nice curveball. I'm hoping that he, like, kills Hunter, and then we can move away from... move away kind of from that dad trope a little bit, and then, you know, have a Omega.
It's Din or Hunter, and you like Din more? Is that it?
I just think it would be an interesting story decision for him to kill Hunter and have Omega deal with the repercussions.
Yeah, I mean, if they off Hunter, then I don't know.
The Crosshair's living, and he's redeeming himself, right? By... mentoring Omega.
Yeah.
It's like, listen.
Yeah, I was on Twitter this week, and Depressed Kenobi, another super fan, saw that, like, there is something going on with, you know, people, like, get their ships. You know, they talk about relationships on Twitter. There are, like, people that are actually on, like, some sort of Crosshair Omega ship bullshit.
Oh,
and I was just like, that is beyond creepy. Like, what the fuck are people thinking? Like, what the hell is that?
She's older than him.
What's
okay. All right. No. That's
it's just a couple 8 year olds holding hands.
Fuck.
I don't know. But just like the thought of that just gave me nightmares. So.
Yeah, it should.
It does. Got to be careful where you're traversing when you're on the Twitterverse.
Keep your fan fiction out of that territory. Everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that.
That's you. If that's you, please rethink your life. I don't think there's anybody listening to us, though I highly doubt it.
Oh, yeah.
That one pedophile turns it off.
Yeah.
We lost him.
Yep. Someone's got to hit that branch of the audience, and we should edit that out.
The Ithorian historian has been muted. Oh, no.
Yeah, the creators of the show, and they could have been trying to be misleading in an interview. They said it's out. They said, I think we can say it's out, his inhibitor chip. But I just didn't understand why the Empire would be inclined to do it. There's no reason for them to do it unless they just really feel like, okay, he's totally loyal. We don't need that chip anymore.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Think so, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it is out, they better explain it. I mean, this better be one of those things that they actually just don't brush over with like a line that you go for like your one piece of gold. Like, I need full information and details on that if that's what happened. Like, okay, please explain it to us. But if it's just like a line that they use as a throwaway, I'm going to be highly perturbed.
Well, and there's a little bit of uncertainty about exactly what the chip can do, I think, because obviously for like our man with the great hair, Hauser, that shit wore off on him. but others, you know, are sticking to it. Unfortunately, is it you, Tom, that loves Cody?
Oh yeah, I love Cody.
He's gonna show up at some point.
Yeah, I know he's gonna show up, and like Kenobi. The thing with Cody is like, I don't know, he's just Obi-Wan's guy, you know, that good man, that Cody. So yeah, I'm a Cody stan, but obviously it worked on him, as we all know, right. You know, but yeah. I don't know. I do want to know more about the chip. Like, that would be something really cool that they could cover. Like, and also being somebody who's watching through the Clone Wars for the first time right now, obviously I'm like, okay, well, what happened with Rex? And like, I'm sure they covered that in season 7. But I can't speak to it at all. Yeah. So as somebody who just really doesn't know much of anything, it's kind of like, meh. With the Hauser thing, I could kind of parse it as, okay, well, Order 66 applied to Jedi is what I was under the impression of. So I can understand how Hauser is kind of like getting a little leery about the fascist stuff. He's like, this ain't my thing. Now, I was just like, well, if a Jedi just showed up, would he just, like, pull his rifle and just blast him right in the head? That's kind of what I thought Hauser would do. So,
this isn't right, guys. Oh, hold on. Kills guy. Yeah.
In the middle of a conversation, a Jedi just walks out from behind a rock, like, oh, hey, Hauser, and just pops him. Then he just turns back to his conversation and continues talking with
I don't know. I think Order 66 turns the clones into dickheads, because the first episode when the Bad Batch show up at Kamino, like obviously the Regs and the Bad Batch hate each other, but they're acting uncharacteristically like dickheads. So I think it amplifies like their discipline or some dumb shit, and the inhibitor chip just affects clones differently, and we'll never learn about it. It'll be like how Rex gets his chip removed, which I think you'll find amusing, Tom, personally, when you get there.
I assume something like that happened, but yeah, I mean, I'm curious, very curious.
So you gave it an 8 out of 10 without the end of Clone Wars or Rebels.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I just like good animation, really. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I like shiny things, clearly. Yeah, buying all these Black Series toys all the time. So I just like the shinies.
Oh, I see them behind you.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, any final thoughts on Bad Batch?
Should we score it?
I already went with mine, 8, but now everybody shit on it for another 20 minutes after I gave my other 10. So I'm dropping it to a 7. All right. Yeah. Let's do a roundtable. Ty, what do you got?
6 out of 10.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If this was, you know, grade school grade, that's a D.
It had 6 good episodes.
That's fine.
Fair enough. Matt, what do you got?
Your 8's not bad. I'd probably go like a little bit below. 7.5.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Damn, people are going to send me hate mail.
I mean, it's okay to give the same exact rating, Authorian Historian.
I guess I'll agree with a
7. God, okay. I'm going to get
now, Authorian Historian, let's say Bolo was not a thing. What would you give it?
Oh, shit. 2.
7? Only drop it a half point? All right.
I'm not going to be that biased.
So, all right. There was a trailer that dropped recently, and that's for Star Wars Visions. So before we kind of get into our thoughts about the trailer and what we're expecting from the series, let's just go around the room and kind of get an idea of where everybody stands with anime. Because if you don't know what Star Wars Visions is, it's an anime in the Star Wars universe. So, Ty, like, are you an anime fan? Would you consider yourself an anime fan?
Yes, I would throw in a quick blurb. The episode that we do have coming out tomorrow mentions one of the comments that you had on the Light of the Jedi chapter with the word San, and my wife didn't know how to pronounce it. So, yeah, I'm a pretty big anime fan.
Sand?
San. Because you...
Oh, Saiyan. Yeah. Okay.
And she was like, what?
I thought you said Sand. And I was like, why am I ranting about Anakin during the Light of the Jedi?
No, she was like, what the fuck is this word? And I was like, let me read this. It's Saiyan. So...
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty decent-sized anime fan.
Okay. Like, what's your favorite anime all time?
Oh, shit. It's probably Dragon Ball Z.
Movie or Dragon Ball Z?
Probably Dragon Ball Z. I think my wife, who's right here, is Avatar.
Okay. Oh.
Somebody disagrees.
Avatar is way better.
Hey.
Oh. Darn it.
All right.
Hi, though.
So, Matt, where do you stand on anime? What do you feel? You a big fan? Minor fan? Or you just never been into it?
I haven't really been into it. You know, as I mentioned before, with animation in general, like I tend to favor the live action stuff as much as possible. The way they've gone with animation lately, especially this last, the Bad Batch stuff, it's almost so close to live action because it's so good visually that, I don't know, it likens itself more to me. But when it comes to anime, the only thing I always think of when I think of anime is when I was a kid, and I was just saying off air how old I am. Back in the day, there was a show called Robotech, and it was this anime show that I was consumed with at the time. So I don't know how old I was when I watched it, probably like somewhere between 8 and 11 or something like that. Loved the show. But ever since then, I just, for some reason, there's something with the style that just I struggle a little bit with. And I know that Resistance wasn't really anime, but it was a little bit more along those lines. And I struggled with Resistance. And so I don't know. I mean, I'm certainly open to it. The trailer looks phenomenal. So I'm going to watch all this stuff. But in the past, I have not. It's not been kind of my favorite, you know.
Thorian Historian, now you watched the trailer. Yep. But you did mention you don't know a ton about Visions coming up here. I don't think anybody really knows a ton about it yet. We all kind of like a general idea. Where do you stand on anime?
I am of the Toonami generation.
Okay.
So I would stay up late and see the Daft Punk, Gundam, DBZ, Cowboy Bebop, all those. I've seen all those, but I haven't, you know, ever seeked anime out. Those are the things I've ever seen. But the trailer, I mean, it looks great. And I think there's a musical.
There's a musical.
One?
Really?
Yeah, I think there's a music, like Rhapsody on
Tatooine. Yeah.
One of the
I think there's a musical, so I'm looking forward to that. And then the images of Boba that have come out look pretty damn cool. They look like Frieza from DBZ, which I really loved.
Yeah, I think Boba's in that Tatooine Rhapsody when I was looking at the list. If it's a musical, that might mean...
Is that the musical? I thought yes. There was a musical.
Well, maybe that means that Tamora Morrison gets to break out that acoustic guitar, much to the chagrin of my podcast mate Cole.
Yeah, the Tatooine Rhapsody, just looking at the voice actors, it is a star-studded event. We have Joseph Gordon-Levitt playing Jay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Talented man.
Bobby Moynihan of Saturday Night Live fame playing Geezer.
Okay.
And yes, Tamora Morrison is playing Boba Fett.
All right. Well, I'm not sure if that is the musical one, but it seems like it might be.
We have a new member of the call.
Oh, we do.
Hello?
Hey.
Sorry. Hey. Popped in. Ty is fixing our son's pink eye right now. So
it's Darth Lady Shaw is joining us. So the other host of the Wayfinder Pod, why don't you introduce yourself since you're kind of hopping in here? If you've been listening to Wayfinder Pod, which you should be, especially if you're listening to our Podwan Network pod, Darth Lady Shaw and Ty go through. Well, they're going through all Star Wars canon, I guess, until the end of time.
Our motto is until we die.
So. Yeah, I like that motto.
Well, there's plenty to go through. So right now, you are currently going through Light of the Jedi twice a week. So it's not too late to catch up. What chapter is releasing tomorrow?
Put me on the spot. I don't even know what chapter we're recording this week.
Like 11 or 12.
11 or 12.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think we're way ahead recording wise. We're about to record chapter 35 this week, but
oh geez,
we kind of have to stay far ahead with our schedules because otherwise it wouldn't get done. So
11 tomorrow.
It's 11 tomorrow. Okay. Now, Matt, you are going through Light of the Jedi, right?
Yeah, so I'm reading it with my two kids. And so the nice thing about it is I've been trying to find a way to jump in to the books. And so when I knew what you guys were doing on Wayfinder, I was like, oh, this is perfect. Because with our schedules and everything, I can probably only read a few chapters a week with them. So it'll be just good timing for me to like stay up to date with what you guys are saying. And one of the things I said, I think, to Ty was, it's good to hear you guys because I think he listened to the audiobooks as well. Some of the pronunciations I'm sure I am slaughtering in my head. So having you guys talk about them is really helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Tom, how do you say the leader of the Nihil?
Martian Rowe.
Oh.
Like Martian the Manhunter?
Martian.
Yeah. Or I was for a while. I was saying Marshawn, like Marshawn Lynch, the running back, the Seattle Seahawks.
I know I'm about that.
But now I am on to Martian. Eventually, I'll just be Martian. What does the audiobook say? Martian.
The audiobook's Martian.
Martian.
Well, and if that's you, weak, man. If you, it's I think it's the Into the Dark. if you go to Into the Dark audiobook, they actually pronounce it Markion. So
yeah, that's the other one.
I personally say Markeon. Ones. I just like the way it sounds. I'm not a big fan of Marchion.
Sounds better than Marchion, yeah, but I've just heard it so long, it's hard for me to change it in my head.
We're going to go, the official Padawan network stance is going to be, I'm making an executive decision, it's Marshawn Lynch
Lynch Rowe.
It's football season, baby. It's football season.
Oh, man, I got my drafts coming up.
Now, I'm using this as an opportunity to try to get my co-host, the diabetic, the illiterate co-host of this podcast, to read. I was just like, you can read 2 chapters a week, and you can just follow along to Wayfinder Pod.
I'll read them to him.
Yeah. Will you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, let's
it's,
do that.
It's really not hard.
No. And they're literally like, the nice thing about Light of the Jedi is, it's like 4-page chapters. Oh, yeah. It's so short.
Yeah.
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 Didn't he say he was done his house stuff? He'd be doing it soon, he said.
Just
a liar. Just kicking that can down the road, is he?
All he knows how to do is eat hot chip and order Lego toys and have them delivered to my house. That's all this guy knows how to do. Like, he's just... I'm so sick of getting these fucking boxes.
Not even here to defend himself.
I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
By the way, back to Wayfinder really quickly. I just have to tell you how much I appreciate how cynical you are about the Republic. It's so great. Every
great.
Chapter you're like, but what are they trying to gain here?
Well, now...
Yeah. And I also appreciate that you made sure to mention Mikkel today in the last episode, because I love Mikkel and he's not going to be.
So honestly, it's not even till the chapter where it's not somebody dies. I don't know, one of them. I didn't even realize Mikkel was of the male variety the whole time.
Did you know he was of the?
She doesn't know. Variety? Don't say it.
Oh.
She doesn't know.
I know.
About Mikkel?
No, I know.
Oh,
I've read it.
Never mind. Oops.
No.
I'm not going to do that.
I haven't Raising
drop
Storm,
plot.
I swear.
Ty's over here, not listening to the conversation, just giving shit.
He's
away.
The ruiner of all things.
About. Yeah. So,
you want me to get up?
Yeah,
now?
I mean, if you're not looking for any High Republic info, if you're not looking, I hope you're skipping through us, because we're not really spoiling really anything here. But, you know, I would highly recommend the High Republic and listening to Wayfinder Pod and following along with them. It's if you're not a big reader, but you're a big Star Wars fan, you've been wanting to get into books. This is like a very opportune time to follow along with Wayfinder Pod. And they're going at a pace that you should be able to handle.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about visions. Star Wars visions is what we were starting to get into. Darth Lady Shah, do you have any thoughts on Visions, the trailer, what you're expecting? What's your thoughts on anime in general?
So I haven't even watched the trailer, for being completely honest. And I probably should get more into anime because I'm a teacher and I have a lot of... you have a lot to say.
Well, you start with Dragon Ball Z.
No, thanks. I have a lot of students who are really into anime and I have no idea what they're talking about half the time, so... It's like the only nerd thing I haven't gotten into yet.
So fair. Visions might be the catalyst for
could
you to
possibly.
Just dive headfirst. Yeah. Alrighty.
Hey, guys, I'm actually going to pass this back off to Ty because he needs more medicine. Good. So it was good to meet y'all.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Hey,
take
you
care.
Too.
Thanks for joining. Ty has
He's
returned.
Back, baby.
Okay. So where were we? Ithorian Historian, you were telling us a little bit, I believe. We kind of went off on a tangent there, but you believe you were telling us you were a big Toonami guy, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't know. I can't remember. Does anybody know exactly where we were?
Yeah, I was a big Toonami guy, so yeah. I've seen all the Cowboy Bebop, Gundam, that DBZ.
Okay.
And I haven't got past that, but it looks fun. I love the lightsaber umbrella.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not love that?
I'd be cool with just 20 minutes of, like, a lightsaber umbrella. Like, just give me that for a full episode. Just somebody just spinning their lightsaber umbrella.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just happy to be in the universe, you know?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much, I'll eat it all up.
They're all dropping on the 22nd, I believe. But
same
I don't
name.
Think we have right. any other info as far as...
Runtime?
Yeah, runtime or any of that stuff. I mean, I noticed there were a couple notes on the Wikipedia page where it talks about, like, when some of these stories were set. But that's kind of it. Otherwise, it's just the voice actors. I mean, you mentioned some of the people that are in it. I mean, David Harbour, Allison Brie, Kyle Chandler. Like, there's a bunch of names or voices you're going to recognize. throughout. But I don't know. I'm excited to see. It's one of those things where I imagine I'll like some and be kind of on some of the other ones. You know, I think it's going to have a flavor for everybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, when we talked about it briefly on the Clone Cast, I mentioned Batman Gotham Knight. Now, Batman Gotham Knight is something that came out, what was the release date?
I think it was 2008.
2008. 2008. And it was the same general idea. Mm-hmm. You know, they're taking this universe that's already been created with like well-established characters, this sort of thing, blah, blah, blah. And then they, you know, a bunch of anime studios came in and gave their version of various Batman stories. So I think those were probably like 10 minutes a piece, something like that. They weren't like super long and they all came on one DVD. I loved it. It was like really well done and the art was unique on each one and they all had very different vibes. And that's what I think it's going to be like. I think it's going to be like these 10, maybe 15 minutes max episodes, but I could be completely wrong. Who knows? Maybe one of them ends up being 40 minutes. We really don't know.
See, I think it's going to be like that because my assumption is it's going to be like that, or it's supposed to be like the Animatrix, or if you're a Halo fan, Halo Legends, which are just animated shorts.
It's a great
of different variety. So I think that's just what it's going to be. I don't see any reason for them to be longer because Japanese shorts are usually pretty concise in how they tell their stories.
Yes. Yeah, and Halo Legends, that's another one. It's great. Like, if you're a Halo or a Batman fan, I highly recommend checking out either of those. They're both very cool. The Flood stuff with the Forerunners is fucking
I just
amazing.
Read the Forerunner.
Like, it's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Ooh.
Well, see, that's what fucking I got. Good.
All right. Clone Cast is canceled. It is now a Halo
I'm in.
Podcast.
I'm in.
Very excited. Yeah. All right. Hey, maybe we should do a Halo thing.
Or Atomic Cast.
You know, that's something the Padawan Podcast Network, while we are a Star Wars Podcast Network, if there's something that piques interest for multiple people, there's no reason we can't do some bonus episodes.
Agreed.
I'm really hoping to start a Wacky Races podcast with you guys. Just haven't mentioned it yet, so keep that in mind.
Like Wacky Star Wars Races?
No. Like the cartoon, but... Oh. But my long-term dream is to just...
I wanted to talk about, like, Togrutas or something.
No. Like, Dick Dastardly, bro.
I thought you
bro.
Said tacky racists, and I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, yeah, there's plenty of that we can talk about, but keep the political side of us.
Yeah. We never get political on my podcast, ever.
No. I mean, I guess we could just run N64 pod races on Sims and announce them like it's a real sporting event if we want to do that.
That's actually a brilliant idea for like Twitch or something. Look at this guy. Look at this super fan just dropping knowledge left and right. So, yeah, I don't know. We don't have a ton of information about Vision, so it's kind of tough for us to really talk about it too much.
Yeah, I'm looking around here. There's nothing.
No, it's very
titles,
bare.
That's
right?
It, yeah.
We just know Joseph Gordon-Levitt, so all the ladies will be happy to hear that.
Talented man. Yes.
He is a really talented guy. Have you heard him singing Lithium on YouTube?
No.
Yeah, he's got a guitar
guess
and everything.
I will later.
Yeah, check it out.
He's almost annoyingly talented. Like, I can do fucking those... everything.
Yeah, it's like just...
Him and Timberlake and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I liked you. Steve yeah, Martin? I liked him a lot better when he was just in like Angels in the Outfield waving his arms like an idiot. That scene low-key makes me, like, very emotional, though. And he comes out there, and, it's just beautiful stuff. So, Star Wars Visions, any final thoughts, anything? I don't got anything else on Visions. I'm tapped out on Visions. I just don't know a ton, but I am looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought about the fact that it would be shorter episodes. I think that's right, especially with all of them dropping the same day. I think that they're meant to be shorts. That makes a lot of sense.
No chance in hell Disney would drop... like 14 or whatever, 9, I don't know how many it is, but no chance they drop like hour-long things all in one like Netflix would. That's just not their model.
Yeah, well, and they've got this gap. I mean, that's the thing I was thinking about too, is we've got this gap between now and Book of Boba where there's just not a lot of content coming out. So yeah, if this was something longer, they would stretch it out for sure.
Yes. So now we've talked about Visions. We've talked about Bad Batch predictions. Is there anything you guys want to plug while we're all here? Anything you want to throw out there? Obviously, we want you to listen to our podcasts. but is there anything else that you guys got cooking that you want to get out there that you're hoping people will catch on to and take a look at?
Read the High Republic books because it's probably the best Star Wars community right now. Like, I've seen usually it's a mixed bag if you get on social media with the High Republic and the way the authors interact with you, the way the artists interact with you. I've seen nothing but positive things about like the direction Star Wars is going in. So I'd recommend that.
Yes. Like Kevin Scott has retweeted me multiple times and he's like really good.
He's the best.
Yeah. And he's got a lot of shit to answer for. But he's like, they're all really cool. Like they all interact with you and they're really nice about it. Like I tweeted, I just read the Queen's Peril and Queen's Shadow book that was written by E.K. Johnston. I can't get a retweet for the life of me. Not to call anybody out here, but I just can't get any retweets on that.
Well, we were here now.
Or Justina Ireland. Like I love her to death, but you know, she's just kind of absent from it all. Charles Soule, he's active too, just not, I don't sleep, Kevin Scott.
When can we talk about details from these books?
I've read all of them, so I don't know where everybody.
I know we can talk to you guys, I just don't want to spoil it for
anyone. Now, Ty, didn't you guys listen to the audiobook of The Rising Storm on the way on like a road trip recently?
We did, we did not finish it. She got to, yeah, I think we got to like.
So that's where that Mikkel fear came from. Okay.
Yeah, last thing we were on was like chapter 28 or so.
Okay.
But
32. Does she finish it now?
She does not. We have 4 copies and she has to listen to the audiobook, so.
But you know what happens.
Yes, I do know what happens.
Matt?
No, I'm only
Man, Matt, what's
I'm
the
only
plan
like
for you?
I'm like on chapter 12 of Light of the Republic. I'm nowhere near.
Oh, so
I ruin everything cuz I'm not Woo. Nearly far along.
Now, are you only Are you planning to just go as Wayfinder Pod goes then?
I'm just trying to go as fast as I can get my boys to listen while I read to them.
Right.
So as right. I go through that, I mean, I certainly am trying to keep up. So at least when Ty's episodes come out, I get, you know, I know what's going on. But yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to go as fast as I can with them. The other thing is, I think maybe it was Ty or somebody else recommended, because I was like, I need to read something else that I can read at my own pace without having to wait for them. And so I jumped into the Aftermath
series.
Yeah. So I just started reading that. I'm only like, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 chapters into that. So trying to get into that as well. It's got some interesting characters in that for sure.
I was told Jar Jar Binks shows up in the Aftermath.
Oh,
series.
Shit.
Yeah, that's the biggest draw for me.
The way it goes is it's like a chapter. It's like a bunch of chapters and then there are interludes in between these chapters of random characters that are world building and Jar Jar shows up as one of those. So does Cobb Vanth, but his backstory is completely different.
Is it a Bombad interlude or?
No, I think he just is like, he's like, Misa knew some Jedi back in the day.
Oh, it's an old reflective Jar Jar.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. It's the latest up to date Jar Jar.
He's seen the way.
Is he at like some nursing home on Coruscant, just like staring out at the cars driving by, just like
in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
He's now a piece of beef jerky.
There's people around him who, like, can you wheel me away from Jar Jar, please? Because he just does not stop. Just constantly.
Could you, like, put him in the corner again?
Just an angry Ithorian next to him. Just like, get this thing away from
me. They thought I was a Sith. Like, yeah.
I could just imagine him looking like a frail piece of beef jerky from the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Because his skin's used to water.
Yeah, if I were him, I'd be screaming, I was supposed to be a Sith.
Me so cooking.
I was going to be something.
Well, I'm reading through everything canon right now in chronological order. So I just wrapped up the Queen's Shadow and Queen's Peril. So I am on to Catalyst now, which is a Rogue One novel that takes place like 20 years before New Hope. So I'm kind of interested to see how that works. A Rogue One novel 20 years before A New Hope.
It's so fucking good. It's so good. It's so fucking good.
Well, it's James Luciano, who is the writer of probably my favorite Legends novel, which is Darth Plagueis, which I would highly recommend. Matt, maybe you can read Darth Plagueis, and then I can finally get somebody to read it. Now, your kids may not be so, and I don't know, that might be a little bit heavy for them, not like 4-page chapters, but highly recommended. Highly recommended.
It's on my list because I've heard you mention it several times. So I have like a little running list of the next, of the next books coming up. And I think Ty warned me, maybe it was you, Ty, that said like, hey, so when you're reading Light of the Jedi with the kids, you're going to get to a certain point where there's some material you might want to, I don't know, gloss over.
Yeah.
Whenever you see the words Elzar Man, you're just like, okay, it might get horny right now. Let's just kind
He's the kind of dude who pops out of the audiobook and fucks your ears. Okay. So you got to watch out.
He's a dirty dog.
Thanks for the warning.
I almost threw my book through the window in excitement when Ty Yorick called him a dirty dog, because I had like just tweeted like 2 days before that, like, Elzar, that dirty dog. And then Ty Yorick, just right there, right on cue. Dirty dog.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Are we going to promote your YouTube channel there, Tom? I really like the test clips you're doing.
Oh, that's a work in progress.
It's your boy, what? Tom. I love that.
I'm also TikToking now, which is a very strange experience. I don't know. I don't know. The thing I like about what we got going here is I don't think anybody here takes this shit too seriously. And I see way too much on Twitter of people like getting viscerally mad about certain things. Like, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. It's not worth dragging people for this shit. Like, just fucking calm down. You're dealing with like fucking, just look at an Authorian and be like, why am I getting mad about this? If you look at an Authorian and just be like, why am I mad about this? Like, that should just completely disconnect you from this your anger. Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. The head's going on.
See?
Don't fit over my microphone.
So like next time, all the sequel haters out there, next time, just, you know, when you're getting in one of your little rages, just take a look at a picture of an Authorian and be like, okay, maybe this isn't something I need to be getting mad about. Maybe
there aren't enough of them in live action.
Just look at Babu.
They're underrepresented and they're mistreated. I'm going to say they're mistreated in the High Republic. I won't go further than that, but fuck you, Kevin.
In like one sentence, too. It's just so unceremonious.
Who's the other one? Who wrote? Was it Justine who wrote the other one? That shits on him? Fucking A, Justine. Get over yourself. Give us some credit.
I just think it's funny because it's like, this happened, and that's it.
There's just that one scene where they're like, hey, there's an Authorian, and then that happens, and you go, wow, okay, cool.
So Matt, so you just spoiled it for Matt.
No. That's okay. I'll forget
it's
it all.
It's not that important.
They just talk shit about
him. Well, since I was telling you earlier how old I am, you know, back in the day, like getting figures and stuff, for some reason that guy was readily available in all stores. So everybody had him. And so it's so funny because he literally has like a 2 second clip in A New Hope, but everybody had that character.
Looking good. Yeah. Looks real good. Is he sitting there with that little weird bat bastard? Who's he sitting with? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just always look at him. I can't remember.
Or a Deveronian, maybe? I can't remember who he's sitting with.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thorian Historians just turns off his mic and the camera shuts off.
Dirty dog.
I'll see you guys later. Yeah, I gotta do
just
something.
Just heavy breathing. Just.
Oh, no. Thorian Historian, what's that behind you? Is that the Chuck Norris lover from Conan O'Brien?
Where?
Right behind? No, other shoulder. What is that thing? It's like a red. That looks like the lever Conan used to pull.
Down,
no, down,
down. Under, down. Under the poster.
There, oh, that, yeah.
This?
It looks like it could be a dildo.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was the Walker Texas Ranger lever, but
okay. The eyes of a ranger are upon you.
All right. Well, any final thoughts?
I'm just excited to see what we're gonna do next.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Matt.
Yeah, I love all the pods. They say never meet your heroes, so I hope you guys aren't disappointed.
Well, your other heroes are what? The Baltimore Orioles? So,
oh,
I think we're slightly more successful than
that. Two in a row they've won! Break them up! Break them up!
It's big time.
My team's last in their division in the MLB, so, you know.
You're a Rangers?
Rangers?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I'm a Twins fan, so we're in. I don't know if we're still in last, but it's been
you
at this
and
point
me
here.
Off air. We're gonna get into it about Josh Hamilton.
No, let that motherfucker burn. I don't want him.
Okay, yeah, sorry, never mind.
Oh man, were you gonna say something?
No, I was just gonna say, like you had mentioned, we're gonna try to, you know, find reasons to do more of these in the future. So we'll just let people know, and then I think we mentioned if people want to reach out and send us any questions or something, they can do it to our Twitter feeds. If there's stuff they want us to cover on here, we could certainly do that. We didn't really give our stuff out at the beginning of the show, I guess, but so my podcast, From a Certain Point of Skew, you can find it at FACPA Pod on Twitter.
Ty, where can they find you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at Wayfinder Pod.
All right. And I am at the Clonecast. Wait a minute. No, Clonecast Pod. That's what it is. Clonecast Pod on all those things. Thorian Historian.
Find me, boys. out.
Dope Jammies.
Dope Jammies
on Twitter.
Baby.
What are you drinking? What are you drinking?
Maker's Mark.
Wow.
That shit's disgusting.
Almost awesome.
Oh, no. Oh,
there
no.
It is empty.
Should we record another hour then?
No, let's keep going. I'm down to keep going.
Just leave your audio on and we'll see what we can do with it. Okay, we'll just see the noises.
Jen's
that
on
come.
The porch. She doesn't want anything to do with this.
I want you to make Ithorian noises and we'll send them to Dave Filoni to see if he can put them in the Bad Batch.
I want Filoni's ear so bad.
We also do have a Twitter for the network.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
So, Matt, what's the Twitter handle again?
It's at Podawans. So, Podawans.
Yes. Now, there are other Podawan podcasts that we tripped across. One of them was just like, well, no.
They know who they are.
But no, I mean, one of them was just like, hasn't been, they didn't do anything with it for like, yeah. I don't know how long. And then the other one was like a five-year-old with his older brother. And you're just like, nah, it's Podawan.
Yeah, I've been
it's
reaching
ours.
Out to them. I haven't heard
no,
back, but I'm trying.
No.
Have you really?
No.
I sure
what?
Hope not.
No. Come on. Give me a little credit.
Restraining orders in the mail.
Maybe they want to join the Podawan podcasting network.
Little Jake Lloyd being like, hey, guys, you like Bad Batch, you know.
Basically what it was. I'm going to have to give them another listen here. I'm a fan. I love him.
And his older brother.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's going to about do it here. If you want, obviously reach out to us at FACPAPOD for Matt, at WayfinderPod for Ty, CloneCastPod for me or Adam, but it will be me. And Dope Jammies for the Ithorian historian. If you have any Ithorian knowledge that you're looking for, if you want to become the Jocasta New of the Ithorian archives, reach out to the Ithorian historian.
She or R2-D2 saved Grogu?
You can't throw that out at the end.
Is that another episode?
Oh, fuck it.
I think that's another episode.
It's one of those two, right, though?
I think R2 just shoved Grogu into his little belly and just fired him out. Yeah. At the Podawans, if you have anything that you want to run by us, any episode ideas, collabs that you would like to see, shoot them by us, and we are more than willing to hear your ideas and suggestions. So, if you want that Halo podcast, let Ty or myself know.
Boys, let's fucking go. Let's fucking go.
All right. Well, Matt, Ty... historian.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for hopping on this initial call, and we look forward to whatever comes next here at the Podawan Podcasting Network.
Great
Should
thing.
Be exciting stuff.
This is what dreams
Big
are made
stuff.
Of.
Big stuff.
Big stuff.
Huge. Huge.
Big
Huge. Huge.
Yeah. Yes. Alrighty. So, we'll see you next time.